Hello and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns. I'm a coach and author of the book 15 Steps to Lasting Happiness. I'm also known as the artist, songwriter and music producer Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically, and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Hello, and welcome to Season 2 and Episode 2 of the Singing Buddha podcast. It's so nice to be back. In the last episode, I'd not long been back from my holiday and ready to start the podcast again. But in this past week, I haven't been very well. Usually I put my podcasts out weekly, but as I wasn't well last week, I was fighting whether to do the podcast or not. And then I just had to give in to my body because I like to practice what I preach. And I really feel that if your body says you need to stop and rest, then you need to. But sometimes when you know that other people are not relying on you, but they maybe look forward to something that you're delivering or giving, I feel that's a responsibility. You know, I do have a responsibility to my listeners. But firstly, I have a responsibility to myself, and I'm glad I decided to listen to my body. However, apologies for the missed episode last week. So this week I'm going to say one of my quotes, and then I'm going to talk about it more in depth. So today's quote is, "Don't be surprised when people behave as they always have." So don't be surprised when people behave as they always have. Now, human beings mostly are quite consistent, and they tend to remain quite consistent throughout their lives within their behaviours, unless they make a change. Now, some of you might say, well, I know people and they're not consistent at all. They're always letting me down. They're never where they're supposed to be. They're never on time. They do things to annoy people or to make people angry. And you have a whole list of things that people might or might not be doing. Now, I will say that they are consistent, but they're consistent maybe in their inconsistencies, or they are consistent in their behaviours, which you may see of as bad behaviours or inconsiderate behaviours, maybe being unreliable or having passive-aggressive tendencies. The thing is to really think about what we expect from people. What are our expectations? Because ultimately, it doesn't matter what our expectations are of other people. It's what their expectations are of themselves. Unless it's, of course, our children, which I believe is different, because I believe to have expectations of children can support them in their direction if the expectations aren't your own missed expectations of self, which you didn't fulfill when you were younger. And these are purely about guidance and support for our children. But also, it may help them learn to have confidence in themselves and their being and in their own sense of worth and value, that people believe there is something that they can give in this society and that they are good enough to aim for and to strive for within that. Often we want and hope that people will behave how we want them to. And we expect them to have some sort of invisible personality transplant. And we're surprised every single time when they behave in a way which we don't like or agree with. And each time we might say, why are they doing this? Every time I see them, nothing ever changes. And there it is. That is the consistency. That is when a person is behaving as they always have. Now they're consistently like this. So don't be surprised when next time you see them, they are like it again. Our difficulty is, if this happens to us, is that we can't accept who they are, even if, as Maya Angelou says, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. And we become annoyed or frustrated with who they might be or the behaviour they may display. And I would say, lessen the stress on yourself and the expectations that you have on others. In these instances, our suffering doesn't come from them. Our suffering comes from our expectations of them or of others. Because in our head, we have played out a scenario of what we want to happen, or an outcome of a scenario, and when that outcome doesn't happen, we externalize that and point it at someone else and become angry with them, rather than look at what we are hoping for and our responses or reactions to that if it doesn't happen. The only peace we can get from this is an internal peace of acceptance of others, acceptance of their behaviours, even if you don't agree or you don't think they are right. The point is, how are we able to deal with other people's behaviours? And how are we able to accept that people won't change unless they want to change? The same as we won't change unless we have a desire to change something or to be or do something other in our lives. We have no control whatsoever over other people's behaviours. We only have control over our own behaviours. Even if people are consistent in their bad behaviours, they are consistent. But it's also being open-minded that people can change. Because people do and people can, but they will only do that if they are at a point or place in their life where they are willing or able to change. We can't expect them to change because we want them to. They will do it if they have reached a point in their life where they feel that their life as it is no longer serves them. Think about your own behaviours and what behaviours are we showing of ourselves? Because it's very easy to look out and look at other people and what they're doing or what they might be doing wrong. But often we don't look at ourselves and maybe how we're coming across as people. So, going back to the quote again, Don't be surprised when people behave as they always have. I hope you have a lovely week ahead of you. And thank you for listening. See you next time. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you would like to support the show and make a donation, you will find a link in the show notes. Alternatively, you can donate on my website. It will be gratefully received. For upcoming courses and retreats, sign up to my mailing list at lucyburns.com. If you'd like to hear more of my music, you can find it on all major streaming or download sites under my artist name, Lazy Hammock. If you have any topics or questions that you would like answered or discussed in future episodes, please send for consideration to the Singing Buddha Podcast at gmail.com. You've been listening to the Singing Buddha Podcast.